Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, the podcast, because I know you like that part. So today is going to be a little bit of an oddball episode, I think, because we watched this YouTuber Ashley watches.
Yeah.
His name is Sea Dog.
Yeah.
VA. I don't know what the VA stands for.
Voice actor.
Got it.
Because he is a voice actor, first and foremost. Yeah.
Okay, so Sea Dog did a YouTube video about trying to become a pro Japanese wrestler, and we watched it, and it's fucking gold.
Yeah. I do have to take up something, though. Like, of course it's me, so I have to, like, say something. I don't like the phrasing of, like, I became a Japanese wrestler, because I'm like, you're still a white boy from England or from Wales or whatever. But yeah. I'm like, can you just say I tried to become a pro wrestler in Japan?
Yeah, we could have phrased that differently.
I just didn't like that phrasing of it. Because, otherwise, Sea Dog, you're fine.
Even if you did become a wrestler, you would be a British person wrestling in Japan, like Chris Brooks, who is also featured on this video.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to sass about that.
That's sass on.
That's my sassing.
So some of you may remember Chris Brooks from our recent Hunk or Junk game with Ryan that we played.
Yeah, I'm still salty about it. How dare you?
So,
oh, yeah. and okay, we have some discrepancy on his name, because in this episode Connor says Takeshita and Takeshita, so I don't know which one it is.
I'm trying to look at it, and I feel like if I was using the English language, it'd be Takeshita. Maybe. But Takeshita doesn't sound right either.
I think it's Takeshita.
I think it's Takeshita. Okay, so we're going to go with Takeshita. If anyone knows how this is actually pronounced, please fucking tell us.
Yeah, because I found it both ways, multiple places.
Same. I remember the first time, because we actually watched this episode
A while ago.
We've been sitting on it, because other important things happened.
Yeah, it just kept getting kind of pushed back and pushed back.
But yeah, I remember, like, trying to find it, and it was everywhere both ways. So we're going with, what are we going with?
Takeshita.
Takeshita. I just like that better. It sounds nicer.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody corrects us. So it starts out, Sea Dog talks with Chris Brooks.
Yeah.
Who, like, went to Japan to start wrestling during COVID.
He was there before COVID, and then COVID happened, and he basically was like, I can go home to England and do nothing, or I can stay here and keep wrestling for DDT. And he does Choco Pro too. Which, oh, okay. I love Choco Pro, but yeah, so he basically had a job in Japan, or he can go home and do Nothing.
You can just do shit all nothing.
Yeah. So he decided he was just going to stay in Japan, which is also kind of sad because he, you know, he hasn't seen his family in a while. And
he has a whole ass family?
Well, not like, marriage family, but like, yeah. Like,
got it. Yeah. Okay. I was like, he has a whole ass family?
No.
But I'm glad he stayed because DDT did a bunch of like streaming shit during COVID.
Yeah. And they still do. And then like, and like the stuff with Chocopro and him has been amazing because like, I really like the stuff he does with Lulu Pencil and.
There's somebody called Lulu Pencil.
Yeah. She came to AEW for a little bit too.
I missed this then. Damn. Yeah. So C-Dog talks to Chris, gets a little background info-ish.
Oh, and my favorite line. Okay. Cause when I first started watching Connor, this was the first kind of video I had seen, but because my brain works in really stupid ways and I get hyper-focused on one thing. So then I went back and started watching like a billion different videos of his because he's a streamer and like all this other stuff. Anyway, he has another YouTuber that he hangs out with a lot called Chris Broad. And he does videos under the name like Abroad in Japan. And I just loved that when he's talking to Chris Brooks is like, I'm going to be your new best, Chris. And it was really adorable.
There can be only one Chris in Japan.
A single Chris.
A single Chris.
A single British Chris.
That's true. Yes. A single, but that's why Highlander works so well in this instance. I love that I got the chance to reference Highlander. That's so amazing. God. So then C-Dog, aka Connor, goes to an actual DDT show to like kind of immerse himself in the world. I knew nothing of DDT until I watched this. They do some very creative things.
Yeah. So you know how everyone like freaks out because Minoru Suzuki, they're like, he's so serious. And like, why are they giving him a match with Effie and stuff? Minoru Suzuki used to do shit with DDT. Like this man has ran through bicycle, like has been on a bicycle running through chairs and shit. Like he has done the silly shit as well. So
that's good to know.
He's not like all super serious.
Okay, so murder he can grandpa. Have fun too.
Yeah, there was a freaking one of the best Suzuki matches that I have seen was they were in a baseball stadium.
What the fuck?
And they were just like going around the baseball stadium beating each other up.
It sounds so delightful.
It was wonderful.
Silly as hell.
It was so wonderful. It was very silly, but yeah. So DDT is a little bit out there. They get a lot of flack. That's also Kenny Omega was in DDT.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains a fair amount of Kenny Omega for me, let me tell you.
That's where he wrestled the 9-year-old.
Oh, Kenny Omega wrestled a 9-year-old?
He wrestled a 9-year-old girl.
Oh my God.
But like, she was never in danger.
Well, no. I mean, of course they're going to protect their, like, you. Okay, so I'm going to say this. I don't think anyone truly is in danger when they're wrestling. I think it's like an unspoken and probably spoken thing where like you guys take care of each other
to an extent. If you are that person, yeah, I do think that there is an element of danger.
I'm sure there's some people that are like, fuck you, I hope you fall.
Yeah,
there's some shit that happened with Bianca and Becky. Bianca's got a throat injury now.
I think that's all
it's fake.
I think, yeah,
God.
Kayfabe women.
Fucking damn it with the WWE, and they fucking get me better than anybody. They get me with their fucking fake ass injuries so much more than any other promotion.
Yeah.
And it drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because in AEW, I'm like, you're legitimately hurt if you're not around.
Yeah.
Whereas WWE, it's like, we're going to put this person on the back burner for a second.
Yeah.
Fuck WWE. I said it. Fuck the WWE. I said it again.
Anyway, yeah, so he goes and watches DDT, and I think he was a little bit shocked by some of the stuff, but then it seemed like he also had fun.
He did seem to enjoy it. I think the thing that threw him was some of the like antics, like there's a blow up doll that is a wrestler that wrestlers have to wrestle with.
Yeah.
Which honestly, these people deserve acting awards for wrestling with a fucking blow up doll.
There used to be, I believe, a champion that was invisible.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Okay. I love DDT. They come up with some crazy shit. And then there's a lot of like butts and like butt rubbing. They're very butt oriented in the DDT.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it. It keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got a flair, and DDT's flair is a little on the weird side, but that's, I'm not here to yuck your yum.
Yeah. It's very silly. I think that's where it introduced like Lego matches too, where they use Legos instead of thumbtacks.
Bro, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Legos are fucking rough.
Because Legos don't go in.
No, you're just on them.
Yeah.
Forever. God damn it.
Yeah. So anyway, so, and then he gets to talk to the head of DDT, which I thought was kind of cool. And then I watched his live stream. It must have been like maybe a little bit after, but he said that like he was just hanging around, and they were, I guess, sometimes in Japan, people are a little bit weary to talk to you, mm-hmm. especially about like backstage stuff. And so, but he said that the guy who runs DDT was really nice and was just like, yeah, I'll come talk to you. Like, let's just hang out for a little bit. Yeah. And he was busy. Like, he was doing other stuff.
Well, of course, he had a whole ass show going on.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had some things he had to make sure happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, that like, that's fucking rad that he was able to like talk to you and interview essentially the guy that runs the show. That's rad.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I would come up with answers. Everybody keeps telling us, oh, you should get a wrestler on your show. And I'm like, I don't even know what we would ask them.
Seriously, at this point.
I don't know. I don't know what I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask you the same questions everybody else is asking. When did you get into wrestling? That doesn't matter.
I want to know what kind of cereal you like. And
yeah, I want to know the dumb shit. What's your pump up song before you go into the ring? Not your entrance music.
Yeah.
But the song that gets you pumped up. That's what I want
to
know.
What show do you like to fall asleep to at night?
Yes. What's your fucking anxiety show?
Yeah.
Ooh, another good one. What do you eat after your match? Because I know you and I have pre-show ritual. Yeah. Of either In-N-Out or Del Taco.
Yeah.
So I wonder if wrestlers have that too. They're like, oh, we're going to fucking here and we're going to mat out on some pasta.
Yeah, true.
Carb load.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe we'll come up with some random questions at some point to ask someone. Anyway, I like this interview too, or this video too, because like he does kind of chop it up into two separate parts.
Yes.
He has like the, hey, I'm watching wrestling, I'm getting an affinity for it, and talking to Chris Brooks. And then the second half is he's trying to learn how to be a wrestler for the day. And it's very silly.
It is so silly. So first he meets up with
Takeshita.
Thank you, Takeshita. I'm gonna have to look at you every time I say this. So he meets up with Takeshita. And we start with the basics, which is falling.
Yeah, but before that, what is he saying? Oh, that's
right. I'm big boy.
Yeah, he's a big, strong boy.
That's right. I'm strong boy. Which, the dude is huge. So, yeah, you are a strong boy, for yeah. sure. Sorry, I'm just laughing because they call this shit style.
Oh yeah.
So they're teaching Sea Dog how to fall, and they're like, okay, it's called shit style, and essentially you're already sitting and then you just like fall back on your back with your arms spread.
Yeah.
They also say keep your chin up or chin up fucking constantly, and I feel like I am already predisposed to be good at falling because I have chin up tattooed on my chin.
Yep.
So I remember to keep it up.
Yep. Keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up, everybody. Next, we learn about ropes.
Ouch.
Which I don't know what I was thinking as far as like whether the ropes would hurt or not. I felt like they'd be more bungee-ish.
No.
Yeah, you informed
me. Steel.
Yeah, that it's just like steel wrapped around and then with like something on it.
Yeah, it's steel with rubber.
It's fucking crazy. So
I don't like that.
Congrats to you if anybody's bouncing off those ropes, because that shit, now I know it hurts.
Yeah, I don't want to do that ever.
Also, they have, I don't know why I wrote this down, but it's a three-step rhythm. So you take three steps and then you bounce into the rope. And I immediately started thinking about two-step hardcore dancing.
Oh my God.
Not even slightly related at all, but I was like, interesting.
I wonder, I mean... It's kind of amazing how you can just keep that rhythm, though. It must just come like second nature after a while.
I'm sure it takes some like practicing of it to get it down.
Well, yeah, I mean, he looked like Bambi out there.
He did. Oh my God. That was, he was this tiny little baby giraffe that was just born that did not know how to do anything. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And then you have like these massive ass wrestlers just looking so graceful, bouncing off the ropes.
Yes.
Insane. Next up, we have Chops.
Oh, Chops.
Which you and I have been to GCW now a handful of times, so we know Chops are real.
Yeah.
We know that they are not fake by any fucking means.
One of my favorite parts about this was Chris Brooks telling Takeshita to give him 100%.
Yes!
It's like, do you want that man to end up straight on his ass?
He's just going to get chopped in half is what it is. And then...
Yeah.
Oh my God. Amazing. Yeah, I think he hits him with like 30% at first. And then he's like, I could do more.
Oh, and then at one point, Connor lifts up his shirt and it's completely red. Because he looks at his hand. He's like, oh, my hand's red. Because he gets to hit Takeshita a little bit.
Well, Takeshita's like, are you okay?
Yeah, and he's like, come at me,
After Chops, we learn about how to body slam. Yeah. Which... So he looks really clunky at first, but I think that's because, I don't know if it wasn't maybe explained or what the deal was, but it's like, you guys are helping each other out doing these moves. There's no way a 5'7", 150-pound man is going to pick up a 300-pound dude. Like, the 300-pound dude is going to jump. He's going to brace on your thigh with his hand.
They kind of showed that a little bit.
Yeah, they did after he got, like, I think the hang of the movement.
Yeah.
It just took him a second. Because then he ended up fucking body slamming Takeshita.
Yeah, because at first, I mean, there is, they add another wrestler, which is
Kojima,
who's like the kind of
rookie.
Yeah, young boy. They call them young boys. So he gets added to the mix to kind of like be the one that Connor uses or tries his moves out on. And so at one point he's like gonna body slam Kojima, and you could kind of see how he struggles,
yes,
to like barely lift him, yes, up. And then the second time it was like, oh, okay, he's helping him this time.
Well, and I'm sure there's like a speed in which you should nail these things,
yeah,
to make it flow easy. Because I'm sure if you're lifting them slowly, that kind of takes some of the momentum away.
Yeah.
So learning process for,
yeah,
all of us.
Yeah. I was gonna say too, I wonder if they didn't mention that like wrestlers kind of jump or help or brace things, like, because it kind of felt like behind the magician's mask or,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, we don't want to give all the secrets away.
Yeah, you can't shoot too much stuff.
Dude, we don't want to break kayfabe too hard.
Yeah.
Although I try to break it as often as possible.
Yes.
After the body slam, we have the finisher.
Right.
Which they teach... Like, they teach him a finisher that, like, Sea Dog is going to be able to handle.
Well, she's just a clothesline, right?
Yeah, it is just a clothesline. It takes him a minute to get it.
Yeah.
And if you try any of these moves, like, just remember to follow through, because that seems to be the thing that they talk about the most.
Yeah, just follow through.
Follow through with your chops. Follow through with your clotheslines. Follow through. And yeah, keep your chin up.
But if you, body slam someone, just drop them.
Yeah, body slamming, you're just supposed to drop them. That was so, he was like, at what point in this movement do I release him? It's like, as soon as he's flipped over, just drop him.
Just drop him.
Then you can tell he tried to just like place him kindly on the mat.
Yeah. Oh, when they first were teaching him how to fall, it was really cute that Takeshita brought out the mattress for him.
Yeah, you could tell he was hurting.
Yeah.
And the he was complaining about the noises of the ring, and I was like, do you not go to live music at all, Sea Dog? What's happening?
No, he's a baby.
He is a tiny baby. Okay, so then we learn the finisher. He learns everything. So then, after the finisher, we get a match. It's...
Takeshita.
I keep looking at Ashley because I know I'm gonna fuck it up. Takeshita and Sea Dog versus Chris Brooks and Kojima.
Yeah.
And then Sea Dog. Oh my God.
Yeah, my interjection is that I've watched this man come out in like countless really cheap cosplays, and why he chose the outfit he did is beyond me, but it is horrific.
It's a bad one.
Yeah.
It's a bad one. So everybody's in their wrestling gear, and C-Dog comes out wearing a fucking Kermit the Frog's butthole, his puppet butthole. It's just the hand the fucking puppet masters goes in.
Yeah.
But like, it's a one piece female bathing suit, and he still has his shorts on underneath.
It's just a look. It really is a look.
And I can't, where his penis area is, is like a fleshy colored moment in this one piece for some reason. And I swear to God, it was so distracting. I thought his dick fell out like multiple times because of this one fleshy colored moment.
Oh my God.
On this one piece. So then everybody is so horrified by this fucking outfit that they make a wager that whoever, that if Takeshita and C-Dog win, Kojima has to wear the one piece.
Yeah. Poor Kojima.
And Kojima is very obviously upset about this.
Yeah. But Takeshita and Chris Brooks are very happy.
Oh yeah, they think
it's by the prospect of this happening. It's very, very good.
You gotta haze your friends.
Oh my God. It's just so ugly.
It's so bad. And like Kermit's hands are like wrapped. It shouldn't be as graphic as it is for a fucking puppet.
I was going to say a really, really old internet meme that I don't even think you know about.
Ooh.
But I don't want to bring that up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to lay it on?
No.
Okay.
It's disgusting. If you know, you know. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Because Kermit's butthole is just straight out there. And so if you know, you know.
So yeah, then we get a match. And it's like two huge professional wrestlers against a rookie who wants to be a professional wrestler. And then C-Dog.
Yeah. Well, Kojima does wrestle.
Yes. But they just kept calling him the rookie the whole time.
It just means that he's like...
young to it?
Yeah, like okay. He's just new.
Oh, okay. Got it. So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind then. So everybody knows what they're doing except for C-Dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Connor's the only one that's just like out of his element. But yeah, I thought he did really good. There was a couple times that I could tell like Chris Brooks was laughing.
Or trying not to. Like visibly trying not to.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, it moved fairly well. They tagged in and out. It's not like it was all Takeshita, because it wasn't. Like,
No. Yeah, Connor did a lot. I was going to say, he actually did his own commentary, too.
Yes.
And I thought it was really good for him, one, not knowing any of the moves.
Yes.
Like, the move names. It was it was pretty good for his first time doing commentary.
I would, you know, yeah, I think I would enjoy him on commentary at matches. Like, I think it might be fun.
Yeah.
He did call the chops a chop salad for a second there.
Yeah.
And we were both like, what?
Oh.
It took us a minute.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, he's a lot better than some professional people.
Oh, yes.
So, good job, C-Dog. But yeah, it was his very first match. They did go light on him, and it was very silly and fun. Yes. And
but like, what a fun fucking experience. And having the capability to even get that experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Rad.
Yeah.
So like, thank you, C-Dog, for giving us behind the scene looks into DDT.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. And you know, AEW just dropped the news that they're going to bring DDT wrestlers to America. So hopefully we get Chris Brooks and Takeshita stateside.
I've seen multiple posts on Twitter about that. Like, bring Chris Brooks, bring Takeshita.
Yeah.
It's cracking me up.
I would like it. Thank you.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no. You could bring it. Bring it.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, it's a great little video. It's fucking 41 minutes long.
But like, it flows well, and it's a fun watch.
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't feel like 40 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
So
it's a nice little episode.
So if you know how to use the YouTubes,
we'll list it. We'll put it on
perfect
Twitter or whatever.
We'll throw the fucking links up.
Yeah, we want to credit people for their hard work.
Yes, we do. And now briefly.
Oh, can I mention too that so there was a really horrible, well, there was a really big earthquake in Japan like a couple days ago, and Connor was, because he's in Japan, was drunk at a bar with Chris Brooks and Takeshita.
Oh my!
When it happened, and so there's a photo of them just massively drunk together during the earthquake.
I love that they stayed friends.
I know. Best friends.
Holy shit. This is the Japanese best friends.
Stop it.
This would be amazing. Oh my God. Fantasy booking is the devil. Let me tell you. You get your heart broken so much with fantasy booking. It never fucking happens.
Yeah. But the funny thing is too, is like you can tell Connor is like just wasted, and then two giant men next to him.
They probably look like they're bodyguards.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny.
That's amazing.
I should show you the photo. I'll show it to you later.
That's fantastic. Okay, so briefly, this was not a pay-per-view. This was just a random ass Wednesday night Dynamite from AEW. But they gave me what I have been wanting for so long now, especially after seeing her live.
Yeah.
We have a new fucking champ. Woo! Fucking long overdue, if you ask me.
Yeah, for sure.
Thunder fucking Rosa.
Yeah.
Yes!
She's our new women's champ, which we predicted.
We did predict. We did predict it. So fuck you guys. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, she should have been the champ. Oh my God. Can I tell you that they briefly mentioned the lights out match, and I laughed hysterically to the point of spitting water out, because I remember tiny baby Amanda that didn't know jack shit about wrestling and thought lights out meant they turned the lights off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember asking you, how are we going to see the wrestlers if they turn the lights off?
Yeah.
So that's an amazing story that will embarrass me forever.
I think everyone goes through that though. That's what I thought a lights out match was.
Okay. So I'm good. Well, now I don't feel as fucking stupid.
I didn't know what a freaking I quit match was. I thought the people had to quit wrestling.
Okay.
That's no, they just have to say, I quit.
This is the way, but this is the shit. Like, this is why we started this podcast, because I had questions like that. And it was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I still have a lot of questions. I hope they're more in depth at this point.
Yeah. No, they're.
I'm still learning, everybody. Leave me alone.
You asked last week what Spaces was.
That's true. Jesus Christ. That's not even wrestling related.
I'm just kidding. That
was just fucking technology related. Well,
it's all part of the game. But yeah, no, we're very proud and very happy for our new champ, Thunder Rosa.
100%. And honestly, I don't know where it started, but none of what those women did was fake.
No. What?
Yeah, that you didn't see Wrestle Twitter popping off about it?
No, I've been ignoring Wrestle Twitter this week.
I love that it's called Wrestle Twitter, by the way. Yeah, like Wrestle Twitter, I don't know who started it, but both Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker were like, yeah, thumbtacks aren't real. And then Britt Baker's fucking whole arm is bruised the fuck up from where she had thumbtacks in it.
Yeah.
And like that bitch bleeds every time she fights Thunder Rosa. That's not fake.
Yeah.
Like it may be done intentionally, but it's not fake blood, people.
Yeah, it's still very real blood.
Still very real. And this time Thunder Rosa blood.
I was... Someone posted something on Twitter that said that to pass out from blood loss, you need to have lost like a couple liters or something. So that always made me feel better knowing that, because you know how like when you see blood matches, like it looks like a lot. Apparently it's not that much.
Well, that's cool. Well, and I know that there's like some, like the head always bleeds a lot more.
Cause there's a lot more going on there.
Yeah. And there's like less tissues and stuff, I think is what I was told.
Oh, gross.
So it's just like that. That's why you always see cuts on their face. Cause it's a quick, fast bleeding thing. Mm. So, all right, cool. Not to be off topic, but I recently was shown a fucking hockey incident from fucking ages ago.
Is it this the slice in the throat?
Oh my god.
I've seen that.
Oh dude, I was shown this yesterday. Like I have always thought like, yeah, this totally fucking happens. Those fucking skates are so sharp, somebody has to have been cut open by them.
I've seen that.
I did not know it was in the throat.
It was Narnar.
Poor fucking goalie. Dude, it was like the fucking Coyotes versus the Sabres or some shit.
Yeah.
And it fucking happened so fast.
It was gnarly.
It was so gnarly. Dude, and then he coughs at one point and just like, yeah, dude, like there was no other sound other than that sound.
Why would you cough?
I didn't, like, maybe he had to, I don't know. Maybe that was just like a involuntary reaction. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, I saw that I saw that at a party once.
That's a fucking gnarly party playing that stuff. God.
Oh my God.
But we used to also watch like really fucked up shit now that I think about it.
Yeah, that was high school.
Oh my God. So yeah, blood's not always scary, folks.
That hockey thing's gnarly.
The hockey thing's scary as fuck. But like, I don't know, our death matches. Although I hope what's his name is okay. Taco Bell kid.
Oh, he's doing better.
Okay, thank God. That was
Alex Zane. Yeah.
Bro, that one fucked me up for a second.
Like, well, it's different when it's in front of you.
And a shard of glass sticking out of his arm. I was just like, yeah, wrestling's fake, huh, guys?
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that so much.
I just want to legit fucking punch everyone that says that.
Yeah.
Like, come to GCW, asshole. We'll see how fake wrestling is.
Yeah.
We also have the Hardy Boys back.
Oh yeah, the Hardy Boys are back.
Which I appreciate Matt Hardy more now that his brother is around.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it needed to happen so that they could be friends again. And then Matt could be happy. And then best friends are breaking up.
What?
Yeah.
Legitimately, it's a thing.
Well,
Yuta kind of
turned on them.
That's right. Well, because he wants to really a part of best friends.
He was Chuck's son.
Oh my God. It sounds like a drag thing. That's my baby.
That was his son. That was his young man. And he turned on him.
Damn it. So he now best friends is like just the originals.
Well, and Danhausen, apparently. But Danhausen's also like every day trying to find someone else to go to because like he's like, hey, can I join you? Hey, can I join you? But then he comes out with best friends every time.
I'm,
like, homie, if you don't want to be with them, it's all right. Like, you can
just kind of thoroughly enjoying Danhausen running around AEW in general.
Yeah, he's so silly.
Like, it adds some fucking fun. And I can't wait till that dude's wrestling again. Like, that'll be rad. Yeah. Which I think it'll be
soon
because what's his fuck came back and Dickerson's back.
Yeah.
Everybody that was injured around the same time has slowly been coming back.
Yeah.
So fingers fucking crossed for Danhausen soon.
Yeah. Hopefully.
One more thing about the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
I am pissed that Jeff Hardy debuted with no fucking face paint. And then when he has an actual fucking match scheduled, that motherfucker came out with the face paint.
He might bring back his old character too, which is like a weird mask thing.
God damn it, Jeff Hardy. Like, you're an attractive man. Can we not face paint? No. And I think maybe I'd be more appreciative of it if the face paint was like simpler. You're doing too much.
It's very scary.
It's terrible, especially when his eyeballs on his eyelids thing. That fucks me up so bad. It's the shit of nightmares.
That's pretty funny.
I'm sad. Jeff Hardy, you've been in a nightmare of mine.
Ooh, scary.
With your fucking face paint.
Sleep paralysis monster Jeff Hardy.
Oh, that's terrifying. Oh my God. Oh God. Stop.
He's coming for you.
That's, Jesus, fuck. Now I'm going to have another nightmare. It's amazing. I'm afraid of Jeff Hardy. Hi, my name is Amanda Bones, and I'm afraid of Jeff Hardy's face painted makeup. It's too much.
Yeah, I don't like, I guess I don't like the eyes too.
It's
yeah, and then I'm trying to think what else is going on.
I don't know, but this morning, because I'm trying to do Twitter more, this morning I saw Abaddon dressed as fucking
as Goldust. Oh,
and I fucking died inside.
She looked beautiful.
That was the best Goldust cosplay I've ever seen in my entire life. You fucking get it, girl.
I could not. I was.
I even reshared it because I was like, this is fucking hot fire.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't like Abaddon, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
Seriously.
So fuck off.
A gem.
A gem. Can we get more scary people in?
Yeah.
Let's do that. More scaries, please.
I miss when she used to bite people.
I just miss her in general. I would love to see her on fucking Dynamite.
Yeah, me too. But we can talk about that only all day. It's the middle of the day. What am I talking about?
We would be here for hours, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of it. Check out that YouTube. We'll post links to it and everything. And, like, follow the wrestlers. And, we'll tell you how to do it. Don't worry.
We'll show you all the stuff and things. Watch DDT. Watch Choco Pro. Watch Japanese wrestling. It's really good and fun.
It's
and,
really good.
And you know what? Can I tell you that since watching more Japanese wrestling, it's nice to not have to deal with fucking drama.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's nice to just, like, turn it off and, like, not have to deal with Twitter.
I bet.
Yeah. Where I can be just like, oh, Lulu Pencil? Yeah. Nothing problematic, and she's just wonderful and a gem.
Nothing
yeah.
to find here.
Yeah.
I'm for it. All right. So that'll do it for today.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing next week. I haven't looked at the calendar.
We'll figure it out.
Report.
Ooh.
I think it's a very bad book report.
Oh, no.
I'm very excited, I think.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens for next week. But anyways, that's it for today. You can find us on Wrestle Twitter at
HTTWPod.
Or on the Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
You can also buy some shit on
How to Talk to Your Friend About wrestling.bigcartel.com.
That's a long one. Jesus fuck. But anyways, yeah, and then Spotify lets you like it now, so like give us 5 stars if you feel we are deserving. If you're anywhere else and it lets you rate, review, or subscribe, please do so. We love it. You can always message us on any of those platforms. We will totally talk to you about wrestling for hours.
And we're on the Count Out YouTube now.
Oh shit, that's right. Count Out, our podcast network, has a YouTube.
And our episodes are up there now as well.
So you can find us on YouTube now. That's one of the platforms I know how to use.
Good job.
Yay.
And yeah, I think that's it.
I think that's it also. So until next week, drink water. Check on your strong friends. If you hug people, give them hugs. If you're not a hugger, find your own way.
Just say hello.
Do your thing. High fives, maybe. Maybe high fives.
Maybe high fives. Maybe high fives. Can't talk.
No, yeah, no, I think I said hug fugger. So when you come back to edit this, I hope you laugh your ass off at that part. Okay, that's it for today. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hi, guys, this is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is
Your Dose of Death Podcast.
If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.